CMS is one of five finalists for what's called the Broad Prize for Urban Education. Superintendent Peter Gorman says it's a big deal in education circles.
This is our Oscars. This is our Academy Awards.
The Eli and Edith Broad Foundation of Los Angeles recognizes CMS for closing the academic achievement gap that separates Black and Hispanic students from white students. Karen Dean is with the Broad Foundation.
For example, in 2009, Charlotte Mecklenburg's African-American and Hispanic students achieved higher average proficiency rates than their counterparts in all of North Carolina in reading and math at all school levels.
Within CMS, the gap closed between African-Americans and white students in reading and math in all school levels in 2009. And between Hispanic and white students, the gap narrowed in math at all school levels as well. For example, the Broad Foundation says the math gap between white and Hispanic students dropped 9 percentage points between 2007 and 2009. When it comes to reading, the gap narrowed at the middle and high school levels. Superintendent Gorman says the recognition is validation that measures to help struggling schools are working. That effort includes replacing principals at struggling schools and giving their replacements more autonomy and financial incentives for academic improvement.
It also, though, needs to be used as a signpost of saying, okay, while you're on the right path, but redouble your efforts on those things that are working and keep moving in the right direction. Work harder, work faster. That's what we've got to do. We've got to double down.
School systems cannot apply for the Broad Prize. The foundation simply analyzes academic data of the nation's 100 largest districts. CMS gets $250,000 for being a finalist. The money will go towards scholarships. It's now eligible for a $1 million grand prize for scholarships. That award will be based on site visits to the five school districts. Two districts from El Paso, Texas are among the finalists. The others are in Montgomery County, Maryland, and Gwinnett County, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.